Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steve and Dan bringing this back. 7 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. And his index of small business optimism is what we're talking about. It has been now every month since the year 2000. When Bill first joined us, he's been here every month since, giving us an update on how small business owners are doing out there. And Bill's one of the top economists on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. We're so fortunate to have him and his report available to us. Bill, and again, I mean it, and you know I mean it with all my heart. Thank you for the time that you give us, and thank you for the work that you've done on this gold standard of this index that you've been working on now for almost a half century.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah, but it's important, and I just want you to know we appreciate you.
Well, thank you. It's been fun, you know. Work of love.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, small business owners are lovable. There's no question about that. Hey, Bill, let's talk about the economy going forward. You and I talked off the air just now. We had a little conversation, like we often do, about the stock market, and as you know, for years, for probably a decade, I've been worried about the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. And Bill, it seems to be getting not be getting any better. What do you think?
Well, if you're talking about, do the stocks represent the profitability of the companies that they represent? The answer is, I don't think so.
No,
that's the whole problem. So we're paying a lot of money, a lot more money for profits that aren't improving, you know, that much, and so the stocks are in the term overvalued, and why we keep pouring money in? Well, you know, money from the rest of the world comes in. We're the safe haven, so people like to invest here rather than, you know, in stock markets from in Venezuela, mm-hmm. places like that. But it's definitely overvalued, and that sets us up for a risk. You know, that when the market decides to reset its markers, we're gonna find that a lot of those stock prices come down, and a lot of them come down quite dramatically. Now the question is, what impact will that have? But you know, keep in mind that in the stock market, for every winner, there's always a loser, and vice versa. For every loser, there's a winner. So when these stock prices start changing, you know, it really is going to be, you know, it's really money moving, just changing hands. So the psychology is what we have to really worry about, and whether people feel like they've lost a lot or not. And most of the wealth gain, of course, was in the top 5% of the income.
Well, yeah. Think about this, Bill. How many times in the last couple of decades has the economy benefited from the wealth effect of regular folks?
Yeah.
We're not getting that right now, are we?
That's exactly right. And that was part of, that was kind of officially a part of the Fed policy, was lowering interest rates so that asset prices would go up, people would feel wealthier, and spend more money. Well, I'm sure that the people who own the stocks, so that's, you and I own some stocks, you know, on our retirement fund, so
right.
we don't have lots of stocks that, you know, we live off of dividends and all that kind of. We're not big stock owners, and most people aren't. So as the stock prices went up, we didn't feel wealthier. A few people felt wealthier, but they didn't spend the money. They just felt mm-hmm. wealthier, and because they're rich, and they just spend mm-hmm. whatever they're going to spend. And, of course, when it goes down, I think they'll continue to spend what they're going to spend, even though they're sad. They're happy when it's going up, but sad when it's going down. But
well, you know,
like they didn't spend more money, and they, you know, they're not going to cut their spending that much.
It looks to me like between corporate America, Wall Street, and Washington, those three groups should get together and say, you know what? We can't sustain ourselves unless there's a healthy Main Street.
Right.
You know, Main Street's kind of a stepchild. But that stepchild needs to be healthy and vibrant and excited, and because that's where the schools are. That's where people make babies.
That's where
the communities are. That's the fabric of our company, our country. The three of us need to make sure that stepchild isn't in trouble. What do you think?
Of course, Washington needs to start. Congress needs to start with that.
Yeah.
Getting improvement there, and the Fed needs to get normalized and stop, controlling interest rates,
setting
them lower than markets would ever set them.
Exactly.
And so all these distortions that the politicians have created, we need to fix.
Exactly. Well said, Bill. Hey, Bill, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Take care. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.